Italy was once the epicenter of COVID-19 cases in Europe. When we produced this show, it had seen more deaths from the disease than any other country on the continent. And the plight of a pizzeria in Naples is one example of a large-scale struggle.
Antica pizzeria da Michela.
Dario is busy. Busier than he's been in more than 50 days. Monday, Italy's nationwide lockdown was eased, and l'antica pizzeria da Michele is now back in business, but only for takeaway and home delivery. A year ago, the restaurant would be full, and there'd be maybe 20 people waiting outside, Dario tells me. It was here that Julia Roberts ate pizza in Eat, Pray, Love. But today, she'd have to do her eating outside. This pizzeria opened 150 years ago. In that time, it stayed open during a cholera epidemic and the entire Second World War. It only shut its doors when coronavirus came to town. Now, Napolitani can be reunited with their beloved pizza, which local lore insists was invented here. Giuliano and Francesca got by on homemade pizza during the lockdown, but it just wasn't the same. For us Napolitani, to go without pizza for this long is almost impossible, says Giuliano. Bruno is happy to get his pizza again, but worries people, especially the young, are letting down their guard. Everyone is together, he says. It's more dangerous now than a month ago, as far as I'm concerned. But the pizza's getting cold, so goodbye. This pizzeria has been in the same family for five generations. Closure came at a high cost. It was depressing, says Sergio Condurro. We have 17 workers, which means 17 families. And then there are producers of tomatoes and flour and mozzarella. Lockdown created pockets of poverty. Now some stomachs and pockets can be filled again.